This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Just remember, the next time you're reading in Vice or Salon or the New York Times that pedophilia is not bad, that they're actually good people, that the ones you hear about are the procurers of the kids. At the bottom of the rabbit hole is the torture and murder of them. And you see that more and more in the news, thanks to Trump and others moving against it, because Australia, the U.S., and others would not prosecute the actual Satanism stuff. But remember, Prince Philip says he wants to come back as a deadly virus to kill 80% of the world's population. He wrote that in the foreword to a book and then was quoted again in the Audubon Society. Then his son's best friend was Jimmy Savile, the child kidnapper and torturer. And they are from the direct line of the House of the Dragon. And in Romanian or Hungarian, that means the dragon. The good old dragon is in charge. I thought George killed the dragon. No, you've got the dragon in the house. So they ought to just change it from the unicorn and the lion over there in the UK to the old dragon. The old dragon. Now, that said, with these people walking around above ground in front of us, I said, I don't want to hurt a fly, except people that hurt children and innocents. Then I have a rage and a great strength. And you look at the satisfied look in the people that torture little girls, sometimes for months, little boys, while they beg for mommy. They call it using them up. They transfer the energy, they believe. And they're always into devil worship, but the media always leaves that out. But I've had top psychiatrists on. Who's the lady? I'm going to get her back on. She's the most famous psychiatrist. She's the lady that interviews all the serial killers. She said, no, you're right. I put that in my books, Alex. She just never gets on the news. That they all believe that they're possessed and that the devil does this. But they never feel good except if they're hurting somebody. So a lot of your abortion doctors are Satanists. And this has come out. So this is all about understanding the energy, like, you know, Duracell inside, or Energizer, energizes the bunny. You need to understand what's inside these folks. And you've got more and more publications, you know, just telling you need to accept it. And of course, the UN accepts NAMBLA and says that down to age 5, children should have their own rights to have vaccines, to take drugs, whatever. And so the school teaches you that you want to, date a man or a woman when you're 5 years old, that they can come with a box of chocolates and flowers and tell your parents, I don't care if you don't want your 6-year-old daughter to go out with me, a 300-pound, pedophile. You're going to let her go with me. And you're like, well, she'll never do that. Well, once she's indoctrinated at school and taught all about it, that's how that works, ladies and gentlemen. So this is already going on. They're coming for you and your family. They're coming for you and your children. So I thought I'd let you know why they want censorship while this is happening. Paul Watson is going to take over. He's got the latest on Article 13 and Article 11 that end the Internet as we know it and extends here into the United States. And the fact that finally the left is hearing the alarm and getting upset. So there's some big moves and a lot of big news coming up on the War Room today as well. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, they're trying to block us. I didn't even plug last hour. Maybe I did. I don't remember. No, I did. No, it was an hour before that with Posobiec. I have not done a new special. That's why it's still up there. Free shipping on all the best-selling supplements. 50% off on X2, Brainforce. And that's not a good thing because they're close to selling out. It'll be months in some cases till some of these products come back in. And I'll have new specials tomorrow on some new products we've got that are excellent. But this has been a big special. So take advantage of the fact that I have not changed the special, but it will happen. Because as soon as I'm off the air, in 34 seconds, I will march in there, and we will get the new promos and stuff ready, and you'll see those new ads tomorrow. But you cannot underestimate just how evil the globalists are. We had a flashback on Drudge being right. Drudge warns EU link ban could kill Drudge Report internet freedom. And now 2.5 years later, it's here. Go She Drudge, warning you from his high-level government sources. And now it all coming true. Will you stand for freedom, or will you let the satanic global armies of the dragon silence you before they have their way with you? We'll be back with Paul Watson from London. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Huge wrap the news lined up. Got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, somebody who's had first-hand experience with the migrant crisis to talk about what's going on. I'm going to start off with that news because Donald Trump came out yesterday, and you may or may not have seen this quote. He said this: the United States will not be a migrant camp, and it will not be a refugee-holding facility. It won't be. You look at what's happening in Europe and other places, we can't allow it to happen to the United States. Not on my watch. Now, of course, he came out with other comments, tweets regarding Germany, talking about the crime problems related to mass immigration in Germany. The media then pulled a little stunt, as they usually do, by claiming that crime has not gone up in Germany. Now, you can look at some indices and say that generally crime hasn't gone up over the past 2 years, but that's not what he was talking about. You're talking about violent crime. If you're talking about political crime, and if you're talking about crime committed by migrants or refugees, as they still insist on calling them, then it has gone up. We covered that in depth yesterday in an article entitled New York Times Smears Trump Over Migrant Linked to Crime in Germany. But he's right. And we had the screenshot directly out of Reuters, headline, Violent Crime Rises in Germany and is Attributed to Refugees. That was Reuters.com, not Infowars.com reporting that. They reported that Germany suffered a 2-year increase in violent crime after the first migrant wave. It rose 10% in both 2015 and 2016. 90% of that increase was attributed to, quote, young male refugees. We also had other stats out of the German Federal Criminal Police Office, basically the German government, which show that the crime rate has risen, the violent crime rate has risen 23.7%. This is crime committed by migrants between 2016 and 2017. So crime committed by migrants rose by 23.7% between 2016 and 2017. Another study by Zurich University, again, that's not Breitbart, that's not Infowars.com making up statistics. Zurich University of Applied Sciences found that migrants, this is in Germany, are responsible for a 92% increase in reported violent crimes in Germany during 2015 and 2016. Now, Newsweek, Reuters, BBC News, PBS, they all reported on this back a few months ago, back in 2017, back in 2016, with headlines like this out of Newsweek. Migrants in Europe linked to soaring violence and crime in Germany, study finds. That was Newsweek. That wasn't Donald Trump claiming it. PBS, crime spike in Germany puts pressure on immigration policy. BBC, Germany, migrants may have fueled violent crime rise. Bloomberg, Germany must come to terms with refugee crime. Okay? So the mainstream media reported that across the board because it's a fact. Violent crime and political crime has risen drastically in Germany over the past 3 years, and it's almost exclusively, 9 out of 10, attributed to, quote, refugees or migrants. So basically all Trump did, his big egregious crime, was to not put the word violent before the word crime in his tweet. He actually did say that Germany's culture had been changed violently as a result of mass migration, and that was completely accurate, backed up by major university studies, backed up by government statistics. Oh, but the New York Times said he was lying. The New York Times said President Trump attacked Germany's immigration policies, falsely claiming crime was up there. So because he didn't specify that it was violent crime, which of course is the worst crime to be on the receiving end of, he's a liar. No, he's not a liar. You're deliberately misleading your readers to try and frame it as something else. Germany is having huge problems as a result of the migrant wave, and Donald Trump is right to take the position that he doesn't want that happening in the United States. That's one of the reasons why he was elected. Now, we see what's happening in different European countries. We see what happened in Italy, where they turned away the migrant boat last week, carrying another 600-plus migrants, the Aquarius rescue ship, rescuing people 10 miles off the coast of Libya. Again, it's not a rescue service, it's a taxi service. They bypassed the first port of call. Under European law, you have to take, quote, refugees to the first safe port. That first safe port was Tunisia. Now, Tunisia isn't going to give them 500 euros a month. Tunisia isn't going to give them free healthcare. Tunisia isn't going to give them benefits. So did they go to Tunisia? No. Well, imagine my shock. They went straight to the first country where they thought they could get the most rewarding benefits, the most rewarding welfare system. They tried Italy. Italy said no, because it actually has a government that represents its people. So they went to Spain, because Spain just got a new socialist government, and they said, come on in. They rolled out the red carpet. On what happened within 24 hours? Well, here's the headline out of Infowars.com. Spain. Students forced out of their homes to make way for migrants. Citizens given 24 hours to leave because, quote, the migrants come with many illnesses. So basically, the ship docked in Valencia, which is on the Costa Brava in Spain. The migrants were dispersed throughout the general region. Some of them went to Alicante, which is about 2 hours away from Valencia. In fact, my parents live not too far from there in Spain now, in a different city, but close enough. So they got hundreds of these migrants. They sent them to Alicante. And the people who were living in student accommodation in Alicante were told directly, pack your bags. You have to leave within 24 hours. 24 hours, they were told, even though they're paying for their accommodation. They've signed contracts on their accommodation. These are European citizens, in one case a young German man, kicked out of their houses to make way for migrants who had just turned up on a boat literally the day before, or the very same day. Now, this was reported in a Spanish newspaper, and the mother of this German student, this was numerous different students, you see the infamous footage of the boat arriving in Spain where they just all pour off and just run into the town. Absolutely insane footage. Who these people are, nobody knows. We've got ISIS threats against Spain. We've got an ISIS attack that happened in Barcelona less than a year ago.
And Paul, if there's any kids with them, according to the Democrats, they should just put them out in the general population or let the kids just disappear with them. That's what Trump should be doing, because there are kids sometimes, and the government should just let whoever these random folks are with kids not even be checked. Right, Paul?
Yeah, but Alex, there was an audio tape of a kid crying. Doesn't that mean we need to erase all our borders? Come on. Have a heart. Have a heart.
You're right, Paul. I apologize. I'm like Trump. I want him to be in concentration camps. I'm sorry.
There was a tape that a child cried. Come on. That means law and order doesn't exist anymore. Come on. Have some common sense. So the mother of this German student came out and said that the reason they were told they had to leave their accommodation, paid for, contracts paid for accommodation within 24 hours, because they were being replaced by these migrants, and because the migrants had illnesses and they didn't want them to catch the illnesses. Which is a complete excuse, because they're landing them in the middle of a busy tourist town. I've been to Alicante. It's a bustling tourist town. Okay, so they've got hundreds of migrants. Oh, but you might get infected by all these illnesses. God knows what they are. Yet they're putting them in the middle of a tourist town in student accommodation. So it's not some kind of refugee camp that's on the edge of the town away from everything. It's right in the middle of the town. And they were told, pack your bags and get the hell out of here because you're being replaced. Now, this is not the first time this has happened in these different European countries. But we had an infamous video a couple of years back, you'll probably remember it, of an old Italian man who owned a guest house, a little bed and breakfast house. There was footage of the police basically bussing in this group of African migrants. And they're all from, you know, Eritrea, Nigeria, Sudan, all these African countries. Almost all of them aren't at war, and they're not even economic migrants. That's what we're going to get into in the interview. But they're certainly not refugees. They're not Syrian refugees. They're coming from African countries. And the citizens in these European countries that they're landing at, you know, going into port at, they're being told to get the heck out of there. There you see the footage. This is an 80-year-old Italian guest house owner.
But, Paul, that's okay. The old man that had his place taken and thrown on the street, well, I mean, and all of his customers, it's okay. He can just write an article about it online. Oh, I'm sorry that he's about to ban that, too, and I know you're going to break that down as well. Riveting transmission with Paul Joseph Watson from our London Bureau straight ahead as he knocks it out of the park yet again. Please spread the live links to this transmission and tell people about the local station you're listening to.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live on the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. Before we get back into the news, I want to tell you about these great specials at InfoWarsStore.com, because you know we're under sustained attack. We talk about it on a regular basis. It's lawfare. It's happening virtually every day now. They're trying to shut us down. If they can't throw certain people in prison, they'll try to shut them down financially. We're not subject, we're not vulnerable to boycotts like a lot of people, because we rely only on you getting the products, and you've been fantastic with your support for such a long amount of time. We still have the Deep State Special running, which is 50% off a lot of your favorite products, including Survival Shield X2, Brain Force Plus, the Real Red Pill Plus, Silver Bullet Alpha Power, Supermel, and Super Female Vitality. These are all 50% off with free shipping. Stock up now. You can go and check out the 5-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we really need your support to thrive and to expand this network. You've seen what we've done with it to the point where, you know, they're having congressional hearings saying that we have to be shut down. We're being hit with lawsuits on a regular basis because it's part of this wave of resentment from the left, from the establishment, that's really picked up since the election of Donald J. Trump. And it's because they hate us, they hate our influence, they hate the fact that we're independent. We're not beholden to checks from George Soros. We're not beholden to advertising payments from Gulf State dictatorships like CNN. We're only beholden to you, our viewers, our fantastic viewers who've supported us through the years by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off, free shipping. That special is not going to knock around for long. In fact, this is the final day. This is it. Final day of this special, 50% off all your favorite products with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, before the break, was talking about the migrant crisis. Of course, Trump referenced it yesterday and said that's what he doesn't want happening in America. People literally being requisitioned, their homes being requisitioned to be replaced by migrants who are fresh off a boat that same day. Imagine that happening. Well, it's happening in European countries right now. We had another story about a hospital on the Italian island of Sardinia that was ordered to kick out local patients in order to make way for migrants. Finally, Italy's got a government that's saying no and standing up to this invasion, which is basically what it's become. The German government, you know, in Berlin, they had a 10,000 homeless population, yet were spending 18,000 euros per year per refugee on housing them in upmarket hotels. I mean, Spain's got a huge unemployment rate, right? Their green economy failed. They've still got high unemployment. And yet, these migrants just arrived fresh from African countries. Free housing. 495 euros a month, benefits, welfare, free healthcare, and basically sticking the middle finger up to their own population. Meanwhile, in Germany, this went up on InfoWars.com just a short time ago. Germany, migrant who murdered teen girl bragged about everything being free. No need to work. This is the Iraqi migrant. We had a video last week from the German parliament where they tried to do a minute's silence for his victim, Susanna F., who was raped and choked to death by this individual, this Iraqi migrant. This is a 14-year-old girl we're talking about. They tried to do a minute's silence for her. The leftists in the German parliament basically heckled and started shouting and shut down a minute's silence for a 14-year-old girl raped and choked to death. Well, the Iraqi migrant who was responsible for that murder and then tried to flee the country, it's been revealed that he now bragged about how easy it was in Germany while he was still there. Bashar evaded prosecution for the horrific crime. As we said, he fled the country. But according to his relatives, he would often brag about how good he had it in Germany, not having to work, benefiting from generous welfare payments, and receiving, quote, a salary from the state. They said they were doing well in Germany, cousin of Bashar told a newspaper. So he had it great. His family had it great. Then he murdered a 14-year-old girl. They had to flee the country. They've got this guy back. He's going to be charged. But again, this goes to the root of the problem and exposes the lie that Angela Merkel brought in this refugee wave on, which was that they need to supplement the labor force. Okay, it's a fact that the population of Europe, the native population, is basically dying off because nobody's having kids. So Merkel said, look, we need these migrants. We need fresh bodies. We need a workforce to pay taxes and to fund social welfare programs, or they're going to collapse. So of course we need to bring in millions of migrants from the Middle East and Africa. Who's going to do the crappy jobs? Who's going to pay the taxes? Well, it turns out that 3% of the migrants who came in on that initial wave actually got jobs. In fact, in Germany now, out of all migrants, it's 50% are on welfare. So, no, that doesn't happen. They don't come in and work. Some of them do, and good for them. In fact, we've seen in a lot of countries, in Sweden, for example, hardworking migrants who build businesses and hire employees actually get deported quicker than criminals in some cases because they messed up on some technicality on their application. We've seen that in Sweden many times. But in terms of, oh, we need a labor force, no, the statistics just don't bear it out. We've seen in Sweden, 58% of welfare payments go to migrants.
So what's the end game, Paul? What's the plan? Why are they doing it?
Well, they're doing it to replace the population, essentially. I mean, what did Macron say? He said we need to import 150, 200 million Africans into Europe over the next 30 years. So it's a replacement, and it's basically going back to feudalism. They're not even going to vote, most of these migrants. People say, oh, you know, they're going to turn them into great voting blocks. Most of them aren't even going to vote, maybe a couple of generations down the line. But again, it's about total domination. It's about dependency. They want a population that's dependent and will never challenge their power monopoly. And they're quite happy to replace the existing population while claiming to be great humanitarians.
Exactly. What they really are is like in Escape from New York, where they put explosives in his arteries where he doesn't follow orders, they can just detonate him. Or Baron Harkonnen in Doom, you know, in the film remake, has a heart plug where he can just pull the heart plug out on somebody and kill them. They're a giant group of 90% aren't going to be allowed to work, who anytime the globalists don't like what the public's doing, they can be activated like they do routinely in England and France to burn down major cities. So they're being brought in by the globalists as a terror detonation switch that they can activate through the leadership anytime they want, Paul.
And the point to make is that, Alex, we're always demonized as being inhumane and heartless for opposing saving refugees. Well, who's incentivizing the refugees to come in the first place? Thousands of whom have died on these boats, drowned to death. The incentivization is coming from the criminal people smugglers working with the NGOs and these leftist governments. They're to blame for people drowning at sea because they wouldn't make the trip if they weren't promised safe welfare havens. It would not be happening.
Well, the NGOs are funded by Soros publicly in the UN. They run it.
The other point to make is that the migrants coming across from these African countries are predominantly what would be treated in those countries as middle class. So it's also a brain drain because they're the only ones who can afford to pay the people smugglers to get in the boat in the first place. So we're actually harming the countries that they're coming from because they're losing people who do actually work, who do have jobs, in some cases skilled jobs. So it's harming those countries as well as harming Western countries. So all down the line, the consequences are bad for everyone.
But it's okay because J.K. Rowling has taken 1,000 refugees at her London home.
Yeah, that didn't happen. She had 18 spare bedrooms. I counted them up. No refugees taken thus far. But we're going to get more into it after the break with our guest talking about the migrant crisis. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show Live. Breaking news at Infowars.com. We'll be back.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support.
discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We don't have much time to go, so we're going to jump straight to our guest. She is Alessandra Bocchi. She's here to discuss the migrant crisis and Italy's fantastic new populist government. She's a freelance journalist, and she's worked in Libya and seen the origins of the migrant crisis firsthand. You can find her at Alessa Bocchi on Twitter. Alessandra, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, we're going to delve more into the background behind the migrant crisis, going to zoom out. And we'll talk about Italy if we get time. But starting with this breaking news, which I touched upon earlier, the Aquarius rescue ship, you know, 600 migrants it was carrying along with some other ships. It was turned away by Italy. It didn't stop in its first port of call, which was Tunisia. Gee, I wonder why. But Spain's new socialist government allowed the ship to dock in Valencia. Tell us what happened in one area of Spain where some of these migrants from this ship were sent.
So, yes, so these migrants were sent to this small city called Alicante in Spain, and they were they basically occupied a student building, but legally, like this was sanctioned by the government, and this student building had students who were paying rent, like 750 euros rent per month, and they were evicted from this building. They were given, I think, one day notice, and these migrants were sent there because apparently they were afraid that they had diseases. And so they sent them to this building, but it doesn't really make sense. And this is the center of the city. So if these migrants really do have diseases, well, first of all, why are you letting them in the city? But also, why are you letting them in the center in a student building? It makes no sense.
So these students, they paid for their accommodation and they were basically told 24 hours, you're out, right?
Yes, there was one student who gave his testimony, a friend of mine, Cesare Sacchetti, he's a journalist who reported on this. He was given one day notice, and he was there for a summer program to learn German. He had a job waiting for him in November in Germany, and he was like evicted from his home, basically, or his accommodation.
Yeah, we were rolling a video earlier out of Italy, and this was a couple of years ago. It was an old man, horrific video, you know, chilling video. He owned a guest house, a small guest house. It was basically his own house. They bussed in migrants, the police did, and basically said that they were gonna requisition his property. Here you see the clip. House these migrants who just turned up in a van. And this old man, this poor old man was saying, do you want to put them in my apartment too? There's actually reports that he had suffered some kind of heart attack as this incident ended. Absolutely harrowing. You know, we had Germany spending millions housing migrants in Berlin hotels while, you know, they had 10,000 homeless people on the streets. You know, Spain's got a huge unemployment problem right now. A lot of these European countries do. Why didn't this boat stop in Tunisia? What do you think the reason for that was?
Well, according to international law, rescue operation in the Mediterranean, in this case it's with migrants, should go to the closest and safest ports, which in Libya's case would be Tunisia. However, they're bringing these migrants to Europe. They've been doing this for years now. Against international law, they pick up these migrants 12 kilometers from Libya's shores, so it's not even a rescue operation. They've been found colluding with the smugglers before. They literally pick them up from the smugglers' boats and put them on their NGO boats. And then they transport them to Europe because they're not concerned with saving lives. They actually are open border extremists, and they're willing to do everything to bring these migrants into Europe. This is their aim. It's not about saving lives. It's not about taking them to the safest place. It's not about respecting international law. It's about bringing as many migrants as they can to Europe.
And we're going to get into why that is shortly, but you've worked in Libya. You've seen this firsthand. Many quarters of the media are still describing these individuals as, you know, war-torn or poverty-stricken refugees. You've seen it on the ground. Is it really accurate to describe the people that are getting in these boats that way?
No, it's not. Actually, in Italy, according to government statistics, only 8% of the applicants, which, by the way, are just a portion of the overall migrants, but 8% of those who have applied for asylum have been given granted refugee status. So 92% of those who have applied are not actually refugees. And they're economic migrants. And so we hear the argument that, okay, well, they're not escaping war, but they're escaping poverty. So we should accept them anyways. That's like a justifiable reason to accept them into Europe. But really, they're not escaping poverty either. That's a big lie. I mean, some of them may perhaps, but it's a huge human trafficking network, and it's planned and it's organized. It's not spontaneous. People are coming all the way from Bangladesh. How does one come from Bangladesh into Europe? It makes no sense. They are being lured by these human traffickers who sell them a false dream of Europe, and they're doing this to the middle classes of those countries who can afford the journey, obviously. The poorer segments of those society cannot afford the journey. It's an expensive journey. You have to pay various human traffickers and militias in Libya. And so it's the middle classes from these countries, and it's actually hurting those countries because they are losing a lot of their human capital and potential, and it's also increasing corruption and sort of the black market in those countries.
Yeah, it's a brain drain. If you've got the middle class of a country leaving, then that's only going to harm that country in the long term as well. So it's not really benefiting anyone. Now, we're always lectured, you know, on the right about how inhumane we are for opposing the rescue of, quote, refugees. My question, is it more inhumane to want to maintain the integrity of borders and law, God forbid? Or is it more inhumane to incentivize these journeys that are guaranteed to end in death for thousands of people? Who's being more inhumane here?
Well, obviously, if Europe didn't have open borders in the first place, these people wouldn't be risking their lives for this journey. There wouldn't be a human trafficking network to incentivize these people to make this perilous journey. So it's definitely the fact that there are open borders. That's the main reason why these people are risking their lives for a false dream, may I add, of Europe. Because they get into Europe, they can't find a job, there are no jobs. There isn't enough welfare for Europeans themselves. And many of them, yes, die in the Mediterranean. So it's really a tragedy.
And we have stories like the one out of Germany today. Obviously, huge problems with crime. We had the murderer of a 14-year-old girl fled the country. They got him back in the end. Now it's coming out that he was bragging about how great everything was in Germany. They gave him money. They gave him welfare. So we're going to talk about that as well. But looking at Italy, obviously you're Italian. We had the success of the populist government recently after they tried to override it with a technocrat. We can talk about that. The Financial Times, the globalist paper of record, described this coalition as barbarians. Was the vote in Italy a reaction to just the problems caused by mass migration, or was it a wider rejection of how the EU has worsened the country economically?
No, so what the English-speaking media, I think, or the establishment media has failed to address, in part because Brexit was mostly driven by migration and there wasn't really an economic problem as much there. But there is a huge economic crisis plaguing southern Europe, which has been largely ignored. And it started with Greece a few years ago, and the Troika, meaning the European Union, the International Monetary Fund, and the European Central Bank, have imposed these austerity measures on southern European countries for them to pay back their debt, basically. And, you know, Greece voted against those austerity measures, but they imposed them nonetheless. And it's really what is also ignored is the fact that the EU is dominated by Germany. And right now it's a project that is serving Germany's interests at the expense of southern European countries like Greece and Italy. And the European Union, as well as Germany, thought they could ignore Greece because it's a relatively small country. It doesn't have as much power to really stand up for itself. But with Italy, they cannot ignore the crisis any longer, because if Italy is out of the European Union, I think the whole project would collapse at this point. Italy is a founding member, so they're really quite worried now. And what struck me was that Jean-Claude Juncker, the president of the European Commission, actually admitted, he said, we're not going to treat Italy like we treated Greece. So they openly admitted that they've been treating Greece terribly. And
hold that thought, Alessandra. We'll be back. This is the 4th Hour Live, InfoWars.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, and we are back with our guest, Alessandra Bocchi. She is at Alessa Bocchi on Twitter. She is a freelance journalist talking about the migrant crisis, talking about the rise of Italy's populist government. And on the subject of Italy, you know, Italy's native population is in decline. It's basically the same story all across Europe. Fertility rates generally are dropping. Now, how do you respond to the claim? Because this was a claim that was made by Merkel and others at the outset of this latest wave of mass immigration, that we need to import migrants so they can supplement the workforce, you know, pay taxes and fund these social welfare programs that may otherwise collapse. Alessandra, don't we need these people? Because we're dying out, and we need them to replace us and to work and to pay taxes. That makes sense, right?
No, actually, that makes no sense, because most of these people are not working. They are their lives are being paid for by the government with EU funds, by the way. And they're living in these, at least in Italy, it's a bit different perhaps in Northern Europe, but in Italy they're living in these large cooperatives, and there are these sort of camps, migrant camps, where they have everything paid for, and they're not integrated in society, they're not working, they're not doing anything. I visited some of these camps, and the migrants have themselves told me that they were really bored with their lives and they didn't know what to do, and they wish that they had a job. So that's not the case. Actually, the reason why, in at least in Italy, people are not having children is because of the, I would say, economic crisis mostly. You have almost 40% youth unemployment in Italy overall, and in some southern regions, it goes up to 60%, which is crazy. Like, most young people are not working at all. They're not doing anything. There are no jobs. So how are you going to find jobs for migrants when there aren't enough jobs for Italians themselves who are educated, who went to school here, and these migrants who don't know the language are supposed to find a job instead?
Yeah, I mean, the numbers, when you look at them, are outrageous. 3% of the initial migrant wave into Germany from 2015 got jobs. Only 3%. You know, you can look at Sweden. 58% of welfare payments go to immigrants. More than half of German welfare recipients come from migrant backgrounds. In the Netherlands, 85% of refugees remain unemployed 4 years later because there's little financial incentive to move off unemployment welfare into unskilled work. So there's not even that much difference. So why would they bother? Which again goes back to the point, you can't have a giant welfare state and have mass immigration at the same time. Eventually it's just going to collapse, right? It doesn't work.
Yes, it does not work at all. They don't know how to solve this issue, and it's just being used as a pretext to let more people in because they're so they've entered like this crisis now where they don't know how to deal with it anymore. But in some cases, I would say that it is an occasion to have more cheap labor into the country, because many European countries have developed worker protection laws that would not apply to illegal immigrants. So a lot of these migrants are being basically used as slaves to be exploited instead of Europeans or the European working class, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so again, they're the great humanitarians, but they're actually exploiting people and making them into slaves. They don't have to abide by the same kind of regulations with a lot of these people. A lot of it's on the black market. So again, it's just complete exploitation. Oh, but we're inhumane. We're the ones who are bad. Anyway, let's talk about Macron, because this was a very interesting thing that he came out with back in April. He said mass migration was Europe's destiny, and the plan was to turn Europe into your Africa. He actually said this. Now, he was citing the words of a French-American journalist and professor called Stephen Smith, who said that the number of Africans living in Europe will grow from 9 million, which is around what it is now, apparently, to between 150 million and 200 million within the next 30 years. Alessandra, can European countries retain their identity if we import hundreds of millions of Africans over the next few decades? Surely, if you import Africa, then you become Africa, right?
Yes, it makes no sense. Like, of course, if there are a few people coming in small numbers, like, some Africans have always existed in Europe, some Europeans have always existed in Africa. The problem is when you have a mass migration of people who are being brought there, it's like a design, it's purposely made to replace the native people, European people. So it's bringing like this cultural clash between Europeans and Africans, and we're already seeing this unfolding. You know, accusations of racism, people being beat up. There was a case before the election in Italy where this young Italian girl, 19-year-old, she was killed, raped, and mutilated. Her body was put in two separate bags, and this triggered a reaction by one Italian man who decided to shoot at random black people on the street as a revenge. So it's causing a lot of conflict. It's just like a war, an ethnic war, and in a way it's a war between poor people, you know, the poorest segments of both societies.
So what do you think is the overarching agenda here? Because we know they want cheap labor, but again, we know that they can't bring in workforce that will cover that deficit in terms of, you know, a labor force. Is there some kind of malevolent agenda about the replacement of Westerners in general, or are we just talking about people who, I mean, I've often looked at where these big celebrities and big campaigners live, the ones who are very pro-refugee, very pro-mass immigration, and they always live in the whitest areas of London, for example, possible, the whitest areas possible. In Sweden, they had a study of Swedish left-wing politicians. They all lived in the whitest enclaves possible in major Swedish cities. So obviously we know they're virtue signalers, we know they're hypocrites, we know they don't even want to live amongst the conditions that they create. But in terms of, you know, the George Soros's of the world, the globalists of the world, what is the ultimate agenda behind forcing this mass immigration on the West? Do you think there's some kind of malevolence behind it that goes beyond just the economic exploitation?
Yes, I do. I think it is a program designed to basically uproot not just Europeans, but Africans, anyone. They don't have any particular hate for a group of people. They just want people to be uprooted, to not have an identity, to not have a community, to not have a sense of purpose. So they become sort of more docile consumers in their sort of future.
Yeah, we appear to have lost.
Basically ruling everything.
Yep, we got it. Yeah, that's what I was talking about earlier. Basically, you know, make people easier to control, make them docile, make them dependent on the state. That is a dream. That is a dream for technocrats. We'll leave it there, Alessandra, but just tell people where they can find you on social media and where they can read your work.
You can find me on Alessa Bocchi on Twitter, and I'll have a website soon with all my work from North Africa to Italy and Europe.
All right. It is Alessa Bocchi on Twitter. Alessandra Bocchi, really appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
There goes Alessandra Bocchi, and we appreciate her spending time with us. Going to hit a few final news stories now in the last couple of minutes here. We've talked about Germany. We've talked about Spain. We've talked about the refugee crisis in general. We had this story up on InfoWars Europe yesterday. Absolute shocker. Syrian migrant beheads neighbor, then stabs 130 times. This was a 21-year-old, no, a Syrian migrant, sorry, stabbed a 21-year-old neighbor, a woman, killed her. That wasn't enough. He had to behead her. They also attacked her sister. Thankfully, she survived. Obviously, her sister didn't. But what's interesting about this is when it went to court, the actual defense team for this Syrian migrant who entered Sweden, this occurred in Sweden, obviously, in 2012, they asked a co-worker of the victim, who had been stabbed 130 times and beheaded, if she had a history of expressing, quote, any criticism of immigration. Because maybe she deserved it. If she was a racist, maybe if you're a racist, then you deserve to be beheaded. And that's exactly the reason the murderer cited after stabbing her 130 times and beheading her. Oh, she made a racist remark. Well, maybe she deserved it. Absolutely incredible that they would even bring that up in the court as a kind of justification for this macabre behavior. Absolutely insane. Majid Nawaz is celebrating because he's won a lawsuit, or at least a settlement, with the SPLC. Again, why is the SPLC still treated as a credible organization? Literally, you've got massive organizations, law enforcement bodies, governments, YouTube, Google, working with the Southern Poverty Law Center to police content when they're completely biased, they're completely off the charts insane, by calling Majid Nawaz, who is a Muslim reformer, an anti-Muslim extremist. They literally listed him in their own propaganda as an anti-Muslim extremist, alongside Ayan Hirsi Ali, who escaped Somalia after being a female genital mutilation victim to speak out to try and reform Islam. She was also treated, listed, as an anti-Muslim extremist. Well, the SPLC has lost. They had to pay out $3.3 million and apologize. Absolutely incredible that they're still treated with any credibility. That's going to wrap it up for the show. War Room is coming up next. Don't go away.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body body extract from within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized, my diabetes normalized, my sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.